one moment, okay? Don't hang up.
Hi, Amelia.
Hello?
It's Lisa. How are
Hi.
You?
Good, good, good. Don't hang up one moment. Don't hang up. I'm almost hanging up with the other line. Don't hang up.
Are you busy?
Yeah, don't hang up one moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes,
Hello?
Amelia, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. All right, now I have opened up the file that the team had sent you. Now, chapter one, they have written a little description for it as to what it's going to be describing in the book. Is that good to go? You're okay with that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that'll be that chapter will be called Growing Up in Panama. Now, the second chapter is Trauma at Teenage. That's where we start discussing what exactly happened with you. Now, there are a couple of questions that the team needs answers to, so I'm going to ask you those questions now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the first question, let me just read what they have written here. This chapter will discuss the trauma you faced when you were 17. We will begin by describing the events that took place the day you were raped, how you were trapped and abused. Here, it's also important to discuss the emotional damage you experienced. The fact that you did not share this incident with anyone added to your pain, because you never relieved yourself of this burden as it kept piling up because of your silence. All right, now the questions that the team have for you. The first one, please describe how you met the guy who did this.
Oh, we met with a couple of girls after school.
Okay.
Me and my so-called friend.
Okay, how did you know him?
No, we met with my friend.
Okay, so you met
we
through
met
some the, mutual...
Oh, like all of us, we met him. Like we were like, oh, we want to meet this guy. He's very nice, whatever. And then, like, he was supposed to date whatever, like, it was just, like, he was supposed to date, pick one out of us, and
mm-hmm.
then he picked me or something, he, like, oh, we're going to go out for a date. like that.
Okay. And was he someone you trusted?
No, at the time I didn't know about trust. I didn't know about that nonsense. I didn't think of like that. You know, teenager doesn't think like that.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, you just go with the flow. You just go with the flow.
Yeah.
At a teenager stage, you don't think like, oh, trust. You don't think about, oh, should I not? You just think about, hey, whatever. I'm friends. Let's go out. You go. Good.
Yeah, a lot of times.
You know, you don't think.
You're with friends, it's peer pressure as well. You just want to be cool, you know, with your friends.
Yeah.
So I guess
that's
how you ended up meeting this guy, right?
Yeah, cool with the friends and everything. Was like, oh, yeah, whatever. I could do that, too. We all could do that. This is like, okay, we all hanging out. You know, it was just like, I guess it was peer pressure, you could say. So to speak, because it wasn't like I was thinking about it, like, not one bit. It was just like, we go there and then we meet him, and then the next day, oh, we went out. It was a weekend.
Okay.
It was a weekend, yeah.
So this was like the second time you were meeting him.
Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't right after school. It was like the second day.
Okay.
The first day we met in group with my girlfriend. The second day, maybe with my mom. So we met up. We meet up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think it was at a bus stop or something, or at McDonald's. It was a public place. Mm-hmm.
And this was before, when you met him the first time, right?
That was the first time we met with girls after school.
Okay.
And then the second time we met at the police place. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And did you ever get to see him after the incident took place?
Oh, no way. That would be horrible. Mm-mm.
So he didn't come in front of you, or you didn't confront him or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Wasn't like that.
Okay, all right. I'm going to move on.
That was the last time I want to see him again.
Yeah, of course. It must be. Really
wanna,
yes. So how did you cope up with this trauma?
Well,
what did you do
exactly? My mom moved me to a different country. Mm-hmm. She moved me right away, like a couple of days after that. She just sent me over to the United States, and I was coping with the environment in the United States. It was like everything changed. Atmosphere, weather, people. And it was like, wow.
Right.
And it was like, I was so amazed in the United States that everything that is, everything, like, I'm in a new place. Everything is beautiful. I never seen snow.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a wonderful experience, coming from worse to good. Like, you're coming from like, wow. It's like, that was horrible, but this is wonderful. Yeah.
So it distracted you.
In this, exactly.
Okay.
From thinking the horrible experience. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to do that. It's from bad experience. You have to, and then if you can later on, seek help. But then it was part of my experience of getting away from my, like, what I did, what happened, and having a good perspective of life. And wow, I can't believe there's actual things in another country, things that you don't see in your country.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good experience.
Okay. All right. That is good to hear. Now, in the next chapter, we discuss more about your life and USA. That means here. So we will come back to this topic. Right now, I have two more questions for you for Chapter 2. Now, they want you to elaborate on when exactly you told your mom about it. Now, last time when we discussed, we were discussing the scenario that you got back home.
The same day. I got back home. Actually, I went in my room quietly, sit down. I don't know what happened. I don't really did point details, but I know my mom must have seen me something that I was not normal. So that same night, she took me to work as a detective. As a detective and police department and everything. And then the next morning, I was with the doctor's office, and then the doctor's office, I felt like he was not being a good doctor too.
Okay, sometimes the next morning, where were you? I'm sorry, you're breaking off.
The doctor's office, where you check your body.
Okay. And by the way, what was your mom's reaction when she heard this entire scenario?
She was upset. But you know, that happened to my mom. My mom too got raped too.
Okay. And did she say anything to you at that time?
I don't really know about that situation.
Okay. What happened after you went to the hospital?
No, they checked my parts and one of the doctors was really rude. That's what it when I was there.
Amelia, are you on loudspeaker?
No.
Okay. For some reason, I'm getting
distortion. Can you hear me? One of the doctors was kind of rude because he was sticking his finger inside of me. Like, why he was supposed to check me. So I was shocked.
Let me call you back. Let me call you back because there's still a lot of distortion. Okay? I'm calling you right back.